CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, before Congress, looking ahead for monetary policy, for the sticky high inflation of these last months, for the challenge to control inflation at the same time, not to damage employment, in light of a coming recession, we're told. I welcome Jim McTague, many years the Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, watching this strange dance of monetary policy in the Senate and the House and the White House. Here we go again. Jim, a very good evening to you. The headline reads, Jerome Powell says Fed is prepared to speed up interest rate rises. Subhead, chair says Fed is likely to lift rates higher than previously thought to fight inflation. Translation, what does this mean for the markets? What does this mean for the pending recession? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. What it means for the markets is that the amateurs, those optimists who have been pushing stocks higher, have suddenly run into a wall of reality. You know, they were betting that the Fed's interest rate hikes to date were adequate to curb inflation. And Jerome Powell is essentially admitting that the Fed was way behind the curve, that the interest rate rises so far have been ineffective, and that he may have to raise rates much higher than he anticipated, and that they may remain elevated for many, many more months than anybody ever thought. So it's, I think it's extremely bad news for the stock market. It's great news for savers because it means rates on certificates of deposits, treasuries, safer places to park your money are going to have attractive returns, and you won't have the kind of risk that we've seen in the volatile stock market over the past 4 or 5 years.
Do I recall correctly, Jim, for many years in our conversation about these events and about the Federal Reserve's near zero interest rates, you would calculate each year, like Santa Claus in reverse, how much money was not available to people who were savers, and how much the zero interest rate policy was depriving people of confidence because they had worked their whole lives to build up this cash deposit, but they weren't getting paid for it. Is that now going to reverse, Jim? Are savers to be rewarded?
Yes, and you're going to see the equivalent of a bank run. You're going to see gray heads who were forced into the market because it was the only place in town where you could get a positive return. They're going to start taking their money and putting them in the safe harbors. So that reduces the number of people investing, liquidity. So it means that when you go to sell a stock, you're going to have fewer buyers. And so the floor we see under stocks now may become significantly lower in the months ahead.
The recession. The Wall Street Journal has a very clever presentation citing a money manager at Credit Suisse, I believe, calling this the Godot recession, referring to a play that was momentarily extremely trendy, a one-man act, one-person act, I believe during the Great Depression, but it might have been any time in that time zone, early 20th century, in which the character was always waiting for Godot, who never shows up, referring to the Godhead or a savior or just anybody who was going to relieve the world of the Great Depression and of lethargy. Never showed up. Is that the recession, Jim?
You know, I compared it to another trendy entertainment, The Three Stooges, where Larry or Moe hits Curly in the back of the head with a 2x4, and Curly doesn't react until about 10 minutes later, and then he falls over unconscious. That's the way the economy will respond to the Fed rate hikes. It's going to be a delayed reaction. The question now is, how hard does Chairman Powell have to hit the economy in the back of the head with a 2x4 to get the desired result? Now, as your listeners know, we've been telling them that there's a complication. There's a headwind. There's a fiscal side to the equation. The federal government under Trump and Biden spent wastefully. I mean, they pumped trillions into the economy to keep the economy afloat during COVID and post-COVID. And the president is proposing even more federal spending. And at the same time, we have huge amounts of military spending coming down the pike. So it gives us the classic guns and butter economy, which we saw under Lyndon Johnson. And it's a textbook case for inflation. So the Fed, I believe, is afraid to criticize the administration and Congress for their wasteful spending, their inflationary spending, because if they do, Congress will turn on them. And the Fed is very afraid of losing its independence. So, but this is why Jerome Powell is saying that it's going to be a long battle. It's going to take many more months than anticipated with higher rates. It's because he's facing these fiscal challenges. And again, it's they're wildly inflationary.
In 2 weeks' time, a Fed meeting, and then another in May, another in June, another in July, taking us through, and September, taking us through the second and third quarter. You're anticipating rate hikes all the way through the year. Is that correct, Jim? That's how this translates. Each time,
yes.
The market will price those in ahead of time.
Yes. Your listeners know we've been talking about rate hike as high as 6%, maybe even 7% over the next few years, because, you know, we lived through this before, and it takes years to squeeze inflation out of the economy, not months. So, I'm thinking now that Powell today signaled a half point rate increase in March at the next meeting, and that, we'll probably realize this Friday when the job numbers come in, because the Atlanta Fed isn't anticipating that the job number on Friday will be very strong, between 500,000 and 600,000 new jobs added.
Does that give the Fed room to hammer away at the sticky inflation because the jobs remain strong? And that's what Americans care about.
Yes. Powell today said there would be casualties in the employment area. And another Fed governor this week said that the Fed has a dual mandate: keep inflation low. They want to bring it down to 2%, but keep Americans employed. And generally that means keep the unemployment rate at least under 6%. So since the unemployment rate is 3% and hiring is so strong, the Fed governors are saying, we've won the employment battle. We don't have to worry about it. We can just concentrate on the rate side and hammering the economy with higher rates. That's their thinking. I don't know how accurate or politically sustainable it is, but we will see layoffs in the months ahead. Remember that under Jimmy Carter, we saw the unemployment rate as high as 10.5%, and Reagan was praised for bringing it down to 6%. So we're at 3.5% now. I think the Fed has room to hit employment by at least 3%.
Your measure, Jim, here in the closing 30 seconds, there has been talk that Jerome Powell doesn't mean it.
He means it. I think he delivered a strong message. The markets are crazy. We have a lot of amateurs in there. A lot of cockeyed optimists. They're not investing. They're gambling. So, we told people a few weeks ago, take money off the table, sit on the cash for a while. So presumably your listeners are doing fine. But these other people who are gambling, they're going to lose their shirts.
Jim McTagg, who has a very happy shirt on, of Washington editor of Barron's for many years, now a novelist. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.